where they're welcome to our 5th and 6th grade students from our CCD and their families who are present here at this Mass among all of us. Today is not only the first Sunday of February, it's the 5th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and we are continuing to make a slow walk through Mark's Gospel. In fact, we're going verse by verse. Today, we are 29 through 39. Last week, we were in the synagogue of Capernaum, and we saw that the people were astonished that Jesus taught different than their scribes. He taught a new teaching with authority. They were astonished. Today, that authority of Jesus continues to astonish. But now he moves outside of the synagogue to the home of Simon's mother-in-law. You know, I've been to Capernaum, and some of you may have been too. And the synagogue, the remains of it, honestly, it's a stone's throw from Simon's house, or Simon's mother-in-law's house. Very interesting. And it's there that Jesus uses his authority, and he cures his mother-in-law. Pretty nice to do for a mother-in-law. Jesus does it. In this healing, we see not only Jesus' authority over sickness, but the tender way that he works the miracle. Mark tells us that he approached her. He grasped her by the hand. He helped her up. How beautiful. How beautiful that God could approach us in our sickness, can grasp our hand, and can help us up. I don't know about you. I could use some help. We see this today. We find here as well a very beautiful and curious and important verse of Scripture. It's Mark chapter 1, verse 37. Everyone is looking for you. Isn't that beautiful? Would that everyone was looking for Jesus. Isn't that curious? He went away from them early in the morning to go pray. There's a mission, there's a leading, there's something that he's about, and he's doing. And we know that it's so important. We know that it's important that we look for Jesus. The fact of the matter is, we don't always know where to find him. We don't always know what we're looking for. But in this verse, we see and we can acknowledge that Jesus is the center of the universe. The center of human history. He is what every man and woman, no matter the race, the time, the culture, the geography, everyone is looking for you. That's a verse to pray with. For myself, from the moment that I open my eyes in the morning, it's not always my first thought, but before I get out of bed, and I'm still under the covers, I remind myself, and I pray the morning offering, Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you all my works, joys, pains, and sufferings of this day. It helps to center things. For you, who come here every Sunday, how beautiful. You come to church to center your week. This is the great reminder. This is that fundamental point. Here you find Jesus. And in a world where he can be easily lost, how beautiful that you can come here and find him each week. How different would your week be without doing this? And it would be different. encouraging that we see Jesus come into that home. You know, we've seen him outside on the shore. We've seen him in the synagogue teaching. Today, I think for the first time, we find him in the home. And that's so beautiful. When you leave from church, you bring Jesus into the home. And as confusing, as chaotic, as crazy as that is, to welcome him there is so important. And amidst all of the busyness, amidst all of the traffic, to welcome him into your home, into your day, my friends, this is something that we are invited to do. When we hear that he went into Simon's mother-in-law's home, we should be able, we should have an experience of saying, Lord, come into my home. When we hear that everyone was looking for him, Lord, help me to look for you. By the way, they found him. Everyone who looks for Jesus finds him. He's lousy at hide and seek. He really is. 6 months ago today was the 4th of July. And on that day, a movie was released. A very sobering movie, a very important movie. It was called The Sound of Freedom. It's a true story about traffic. Not the traffic on the road. Trafficking of human beings, especially children. And the USA, believe it or not, is one of the worst countries for it. Both the consuming of human trafficking and the sharing of it. I bring this up because this week we celebrate the feast of a saint who herself was trafficked. And as such, has been held up for our own day, not only as a saint, but as a patron of this. And I know I've done this before, but she's one of my faves. So I just want to mention to you Josephine Bequita. Josephine, they think, was born in the very year that St. Patrick's Church started, 1968, although they're not sure what year she was born. She was born in Darfur, Sudan. And they're not sure exactly when she was born because she had a mixed up childhood. By the time she was 9 years old, she had been sold 5 times. And by the way, as crazy as that sounds, it's not uncommon today. So by the time she was 9, she was sold 5 times. One of her families, if you want to call it that, abused her. She had 144 scars on her back from these people who had beaten her. That's important later in her life. In 1882, thanks be to God, she had a new owner. And that owner, I think, was probably a saint. His name was Calistio Lignami. He was an Italian consul. He purchased Josephine. He brought her to Italy. And it was there for the first time, through working with the family, through being a slave in the family home, that she heard the name of Jesus. It was there for the first time that she learned that there was another master, one that would not beat her, but one that actually loved her and was beaten for her. When she learned about Jesus and she saw the crucifix, she saw that he himself had scars on his back. It resonated in a very powerful way. know what happened? Josephine was baptized. She experienced the grace of baptism, and she learned that she had been purchased by God, who loved her. She became his daughter, a member of his family. And the story would continue. But my friends, it's not just the story of Josephine Bikita. It's the story of the gospel. It's the story we see in Mark 1 of people hearing about Jesus, of not knowing who he is, of seeing him and hearing him in his authority and in his tender love, and allowing him to approach, to grasp them by the hand, and to get them up. If you resonated with that first reading of Job, who's having a bad day, a big pity party for Job, if you resonated with Paul, who's having the same, if in any way you resonate with the sick at the door of that house in Capernaum, my friends, I'd suggest that that's good news. Because it's here, amidst all of the trafficking, that God is found and he encounters his people. Today, on this Sunday, the Sunday before the Super Bowl, which, by the way, is one of the major events of human trafficking. Wherever the Super Bowl is, the FBI and all of the Homeland Security, they know that there will be a lot of trafficking going on in Las Vegas this year, as if there's not at other times. But amidst all of the trafficking, even here in Kennett Square, the traffic in our own heads, the traffic on the roads, the traffic in the families. My friends, allow Jesus into your home. Bring him there from here. And slowly, but with authority and with power, you will find him. And in finding him, you will know further the gift of God. Today, on this Sunday of February, the first Sunday, let us thank God for being first and for putting him first through his grace by worshiping him. May we keep him first this week.